Hi, this is Queen Annie 38, and I'm responding to Mr. Whoopi's Sunday morning sermon on ATS Above Top Secret podcast. I found your statements very interesting about beliefs, and I do know that we have to learn to get together somehow, mankind, as a unit. But I went inside just now to make coffee, and I thought about the word belief. You know, it's almost like when we say we have a belief, it's like we have a duty then to a certain. It's almost like we put too much formality or steadfastness, or, you know, we want to make it stay there. We want to believe in something. We want it to define. We want our God to be defined by our beliefs. But I personally found God by searching through various odd beliefs that I thought might get me there, and then He showed me. But I think belief is how you get there. But I really do think that if we could all just agree, God is love. Even if God's a radish, like you say, God is love. That's something we all have. Even the worst serial killer in the world loves somebody, even if it was a pet cockroach. I know that every human being comes into this world with at least a tiny spark of light and love. And so, God is love. And I think forgiveness is also a big thing that we are having trouble getting over, especially for the 911 thing. You know, personally, what I say is, just let it go. It doesn't matter. Everybody's gotten even on that triple sibling rivalry thing. And for all we know, if there is a God, maybe He did it on purpose because we weren't behaving ourselves. And there's a lot of things we could go into about that for the people who are Christian, Muslim, and Jews. I could easily show you 15 things that you have done in the Bible that God said He would destroy your false kingdom for doing so. So if anybody wanted to feud with me on that, I could tell you. And don't think you're going to get to go back to the very end, because it all started when Christians were bullying Muslims anyway. And if we do not forgive and get past 9/11, we're going to disintegrate somehow. Or, you know, because to err is human and to forgive is divine. Maybe we can't find God in so many places because we're not forgiving one another. It's easy to love your neighbor, but it's also easy to develop an undetected insidious grudge against people across the ocean that you don't even know, but you think somehow are your enemy. And perhaps they think the same thing about you too, but really you are both the same kind of people inside. You both ultimately want to be loved and accepted for who you are, and listened to now and then, and sometimes to get your way, just because. But you know, we're all the same inside. And even if you want to get down into lineages, everybody on this earth comes from Father Abraham. So it doesn't matter who did it or what happened. And we all lost something that day. But you know what? That day is over. That day's been over for 6 years. And I noticed that on Today in History, when I look and see what the current events are every day, there has not been a significant event listed, bad or good, on September 11th since 2001. And I think that if we could have some kind of love fest or something on that day, forgiveness fest, I bet we could get some good energy going again, because time kind of works like that, I've discovered. And we're cycling a stale pool of eddy or resentment or something in there. And that's my little personal mission lately, is just forget it, put it past us. It's over. There's nothing we can do, any of us, to make it different than it was. And that's just the way things happen. That's life. And I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but maybe I'll stir some responses up for you, Mr. Whoopi. Peace.